Good morning. Or good evening. I see Lan Hao and Connor Garage joined.
Hi, good. Hello, Chris.
Welcome.
Hey, Chris.
Oh, yes. Hi, Alok. Welcome.
Yeah. Hey, Chris, if you have about 10 minutes on your agenda, I would appreciate it. The reason is significant suggestions that came up from West6.0 that we wanted to and I did talk to them, talked about it by yesterday team, and I would like to let the people know what changes they can see and why we are making them changes and see if they have any suggestion on it. I don't see that, but again, and I will issue the draft either today or first thing Monday.
Sure. There should be time today. Today's
perfect. Then I can just review the rationale and what they can expect to see coming in, which is really, there was some stuff that we had to make sure that we aligned with other people who are doing, supporting this West with binary encoding using Google Protobuf from Nokia.
Sure.
And also, we will give you the final draft of West 6.7.0 today, which you can put it on the on your system, and then we are also working on updating the agent and the libraries, as well as we will be updating firewall and the load balancer VNFs with the latest agents.
Okay, great.
All right.
So I will put you on the agenda.
Thank you. I'm sorry for last minute, but again, I just came back from vacation and I was bombarded with this thing, and then it became, been working day and night trying to get the new document out.
Sure. Let me put you in right here.
You can put on West 7.0. Thank you.
Sure. Okay, so while we're agenda bashing, anything else that we should add to today's agenda? Okay, very good. It's 6:03, we've got 12 people online, so why don't we get started? Logistics, very quickly, we passed our M2 milestone yesterday. Everything was no problem. We have been having a couple issues with the health check, only on the heat side. And thanks to Kana Garage and Victor, that's now working. So I appreciate your help with that. The other thing, if you look at Jenkins, you'll see that all the CLM jobs are failing. That's due to an issue with Linux Foundation. Just upgraded some of the servers, then that broke a lot of the plugins into Jenkins. LF is in the process of getting everything upgraded. She's merged some of the code into Jenkins, but there are still some upgrades that are required. So it's going to be a little while longer before the CLM reports are available. We can get back to the old reports but nothing with the new code. Okay. So with that, let me turn this over next is for Lian Hao to talk about BNF SDK 292.
Yes. Cloudify has announced they have stopped working on the area. So they put the area project in, which is in Apache Foundation, into the retirement, kind of the retirement status. So I'm planning to, because BNF SDK package tools is using the area as the task parser for validation and the task syntax. So I'm planning to replace it with the, I'm planning to add the OpenStack task parser to replace the area. So the one problem is that the OpenStack task parser and the area, they have the conflicting dependencies. They both depend on the same Python module called requests, but they are the version of they are requiring conflicting. So we can't have both at the same time. Otherwise, the pip will complaining and won't work. So I'm thinking of making the area get rid of area. I'm just want to get the community feedback of that.
Go ahead.
Hi, Lianhao. This is Victor.
So
as you know, the modeling project have the modeling project, not the modeling subcommittee. They also have the two parser. As far as I know, the parser, two parser is one is comes from the SDC, another is comes from, I think it's also the OpenStack parser. I'm not sure.
That's just the Python one is from based on OpenStack parser, just a wrap of that.
Yeah. So may I suggest that we can reuse the modeling project as parser. That replace that we use the other community.
Yeah, there's one problem. The modeling project parser, I'm not sure if they have a pip versions which I can use.
Hello? Yeah, so because another information is that I got from the CMCC, Yang Yang and Lin Li, they also plan to, that VFC plan to make the parser as a separate standalone service. So if it's possible that VMSDK could reuse it, that instead of we use outside of community's parser. So that's why I want to suggest that.
As long as they have a pip version available, I think there will be little effort to switch from that one to it.
Yes. So
the only concern I'm having it is that if we have to import all the source code to put it in the VNF SDK package tools repo, I don't think that's a good way to do. Unless
Yoda is writing that it's in PyPy.
Yes, as long as it has it. I'm okay with that.
So because that because multiple projects need a parser, so I think it's better for us to unify or maybe a unified parser's interface, or also have a possibility that can use the Python function call. So maybe we can start to raise a new topic about that. We can coordinate with VFC and maybe ISO and SDC and VMSDK, that we can reduce our work for the parser after this release, I think.
I think that's important. We have four parsers currently inside of ONAP. And if we can make sure we're not introducing a fifth, that would be helpful. And then if we can reduce it down the road to a smaller set, even better. So I agree with what you're saying, Victor, that if we can start to consolidate, that will help.
Yeah,
sure. I'll talk to the. Sorry, who is talking? Who is speaking?
Judah.
Yeah, can you hear me?
You're a little quiet, yes. But we hear you.
Oh, okay. Is that better?
Much. Yes.
Okay. So, okay. So I know modeling project as a parser available in the PyPI server. Okay. So I would recommend you to get in touch with Dangui so he can give you guidance. But I know as a fact that they do have a modeling as a parser available in the PyPI server, so that may help you.
Yes, yeah. so that would be no problem for me.
Yes.
Okay, I'll reach out to Dengui about that parser to see if they have the maybe that parser doesn't have the conflicting and dependencies with area, so we can have both inside of that. Yeah. let the user to choose which one to use.
Yeah, that maybe that. Okay, I will reach you, Lianhao, that offline, that more topic about this, that we can get more suggestions about that.
Sure, thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, great. So let's go on next to Alok for the VES 7.0.
Thank you. Somebody's sharing, so if you unshare, then I can share my stuff.
Yeah. There you go.
Thank you. Share the screen. Okay, so I'm going to be... So what I want to do is, again, I was out on vacation, and before I went on vacation, we had published a West 6.0 specs, and... we got some feedback, and we were hoping that that would be small enough that we have to just do a point upgrade. But then there were some items that came back, which is not changing the functionality at all. What we are supporting is still we are going to be supporting, but there were some format changes that impacts vendor side. So we decided some of the suggestions were worthwhile, that we should scrap 6.0 and just move to 7.0. And the reason we are not doing a point upgrade is because those were significant changes that would impact the vendors. And we don't want to create any confusions. The new requirements that we had given you, similar to what we had done with West 6.0, will be coming out either today or latest Monday or Tuesday. But we are just making sure that we have got all the changes in. The documents are already complete, but we want to make sure that there are no more errors there. So let me go through and give you a reason why. The first thing is, if you look at the West 6.0, there is a version number that's included in header as well as all domains. The version number was using a number as this thing, and we were working with Nokia, and they are going to be supporting a protobuf for real-time PM for RAN 5G matrix. And since they are converting that number, version number, over to a binary and then converting back, what would happen is sometimes because of rounding off errors, it may change the version number. Say if we are calling it a 4.0, it may, because of the changes, it may come down to 3.9 or 4.1. And if that happens, that really completely changes. So what recommendation came from Nokia was to see if we can make it a string so that does not change. And that made perfect sense. We said, we want to stay aligned, and we agreed, and we are going to make across the board the string, and that was the main change. The other thing, in the haste of issuing West 6.0, we had added a field in the header, which was time zone offset, to capture the time, the local time of the devices. When if a ticket is created, then there is no confusion in terms of the time differences if they are in different time zones. So that was a critical requirement that came from 5G folks. And what we had done in the haste is we called it okay. Yep, it will be plus minus 5.5 or something, which was wrong. It was pointed out by some of the ONAP members that it should really be UTC plus minus hour colon minute, which is the correct thing. And we said, yes, you're absolutely right. and we will correct it. So those are the main reasons why we went to 7.0. And there were a few other things we changed based on some of the feedback we have received. And I'll just quickly go over some of the changes that you'll be seeing coming, which will make things even better. So in general, we have fixed a lot of typos throughout the document. We have changed examples to version to VS 7, where we have changed across the board number to string variable and updated the version numbers to 7.0. In the section one, we were a little bit sloppy in terms of not updating our examples where dashes and where colon should be used. So we have corrected all that. We have updated the field.version. We have added a clarifying statement that from the security perspective, we should be using TCP with TLS 1.2 or higher. That was a comment that we had received that we had missed it. The other part is we have tightened our syntax testing in the collector. So if there are optional objects that you send, we will check for making sure that you have sent them correctly, because what we found out last time, it was the optional parameter in syntax in the JSON schema, we were not asking for checking, and that was sending sometimes if you had made a mistake in sending a name incorrectly, it would come in and that would screw up downstream systems, microservices. So that check will now happen in this thing, and we have updated the JSON schema to reflect that. And also we'll be checking for the string variable that you have sending it with the correct version number. So those two additional checks will help VES collector. The other changes quickly are on the common event header. Since we were making some changes to the name, we've added two new fields. One is an optional, which is a NF vendor name. So you can optionally add the vendor name if it makes sense to that field. So that's carried over. And then one of the big requirement came from the downstream microservices. They would wanted to see the version number in the header of the specs that you're using. So yes, we have added also VES common event format version so that there's no confusion about it. And in addition to that, we have a version head number in the header in all domains. And what that does is really, if there's no change, we'll not change the version number on the header and domain. Although you may update the document version number because we have made some corrections. On the measurement domain, when we had the discussion with VMware and other folks, there were certain fields that we had talked we'll be adding, and somehow we had missed them, so we have corrected those, and those are the fields that we have corrected and put it back in. They were always in the Excel file, but somehow not in the main requirement. So that was done. There was an example in syslog that we have changed and corrected it, and there's some other corrections we have made there. So those are the basically changes that you will see coming in West 7.0. On the registration side, there was an excellent suggestion made by Nokia that we have also included, which is really, when you define the specs, what we had was what we were focusing on, what are the fields you're sending. And Nokia said, hey guys, sometimes I want to give you information on dictionary or fields that are informational, but don't want to send it with the when the event is sent. And so we are adding for name value pairs, additional information where you can bury this information and not send it by adding a field, which earlier it was required and optional. Now you can save information, and information means that you won't be sending is this information, but it is there just for the as information. So those are the changes that are going to be taking place in the West spec. And like I was telling Chris earlier, that we will update the specs and send it out to the entire community, but either today, later today, or probably first thing Monday or Tuesday. So we have finished all the changes, and we are just verifying that everything is correct. And if it is, then we'll send it out. And along with that, I've also committed that we will update probably by middle of next month or end of next month, we'll update the both agents that we have contributed to ONAP for West 7.0, both is C and C libraries and Java libraries. We'll update them. Also, we will be updating the load balancer and the firewall to VNFs that were contributed. So if there are people who want to test using 7.0, they are able to test it. And those, I think, will be the first VNFs that we will be working on and trying to get it out to you guys probably by end of August or middle of September. So those are two of the contributions we'll be making along with the WES specs changes. Any questions?
Thanks, Alok. Quick question for you is, with regard to the docs and with regard to doc reviews, when you send it to us and then we run it through Pandoc and put it back on read the docs, who should be reviewing those changes? Because I didn't see you in the Garrett system.
I will, again, the documents you put the updates, right? So the, again, I'm sure that becomes a reference point for the entire ONAP community, and it's the same documents that we have given you. So you have a way of updating them. Now, in terms of the contribution we make onto the code base, right? That is, I think, before it's loaded up, it's somehow verified by the Linux, right, people?
So it goes into the Garrett system. It does some basic verification. And then you know, with either the documentation or the code, we have to have one of the committers do a code review. And it could be other people as well. When I put the VES 6.0 documentation online, Andy Mayer did the code review on that to make sure that...
Ask Andy Mayer to see if he can do the code review. I will have to get somebody from my side to, again, be the party responsible for putting those changes in.
Okay.
And I'll get you the name, okay?
Great. Thank you.
I'm not a developer. That's why I'm not volunteering. I would love to.
Sure.
I've got a team of developers who support me, and I just need to find you a name who would be able to do that. Okay?
Sure. Thank you.
Yeah. I have one question, Alok. This is Gilda speaking. I hope you can hear me properly.
I can hear you.
Okay. Coming back to the previous slide and your point regarding versioning, two thoughts here. Was there any thought about using the semantic versioning, which is pretty well defined in terms of what major, minor, and patch means? And and also, I was curious to know, when it comes to defining some UTC plus or minus H and blah, blah, is that, may I ask you if is that properly defined somewhere?
Absolutely.
Either in the or someplace else where we can, where developers can for sure rely on that definitions to make the changes.
So we have at least put that definition in the document itself. If you look at the versioning, we clearly define when we will increment the version from, it will be a point release like 6. If it was 6, it was 6.1, 6.2. The only time we go to a new versioning when we break something from a vendor perspective. We want to make sure that, and here changing format was something, if we were, say, even adding an optional field, which is stays backward compatible, we don't change the version number to a major version. So that definition, what is minor, what is major, and what is major release, right, is defined in our document at least for sure. And it's based on, I think, industry standards. We are not recreating anything new.
Okay. So because look at semantic versioning, you use basically three digits. One is for major, another one for minor, and the last one for patch.
Let me see if I have the document open by any chance. I'm just trying to see if that was 7.0 draft. Let me see versioning. We did do talk about how we do the versioning list. I'm just trying to see if I can find that. Yeah, versioning is 1.7. So if you go down to the versioning, so here is the API itself is versioned. Going forward, the major number will be specification. So this is where we define exactly what we are using, at least. And it is something that that is usually used by the industry. We are not trying to recreate something.
Well, you see, I would expect to see here kind of an example. A, Y, Z, saying A is a major version. It goes and we make the change on that thing. I'm not sure I can see that there.
No, but again, it talks to our principle where what we do, how we change the versions, right? It tells you exactly when you should see a point release and when you...
What is your format? Is it a 3-digit format or a 2-digit format?
It is a 2-digit format we are using, right?
Well, the semantic versioning says it's a 3-digit, major, minor, and patch.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, we're having this discussion here, and when it comes to versioning, people have different ideas in their mind, and I think it would really help to...
Again, this is what we have, and I can certainly bring in the author, which is Rich, who is contributing to other places also. And he can talk about in more detail where he's getting the information if you wanted.
I mean, it's just for me to, as a concern I have, to avoid discrepancies.
So what I would recommend is, I totally hear you. You have 6.1 version, and this is not changed. Take a look at it, and if you want us to do something different, send me a quick email and we will be happy to. And if we the changes that you recommend, we'll add it here. Or if we don't agree with you, then we'll have a discussion.
Yeah, definitely. It's not that I recommend a change, but again, there are so many things when it comes to versioning and different...
I totally agree with you, and I'm not an expert on it.
I will email you offline, and we'll take it from there.
Oh, sure. Okay. So, I'll be honest with you. I'm not an expert, right? I rely on team who help me, and who have, the person who has been working has been part of the standards body for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And reason I go to him is he keeps me straight. He will not do something which is not industry standard.
Okay. Cool. Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome. Any other questions? Okay, thank you so much, Chris. And I'm sorry for making this major change for you, but I think the timing is not bad. And by the way, let me tell this team also, I don't expect to do this kind of a major release more than once a year. The next time we'll change something is if we have to add a new domain, but we will not be changing anything significantly in our schemas and all, unless there's an error there.
Great. Thanks, Alok. It's not an issue to run it through Pandoc. We just got 6.0 uploaded. So we'll run it through and then let you know when it's on Read the Docs, and you can make sure that it looks correct once it's up there.
I will. And but again, I'm not going to worry about 6.0. And if you are doing something, I think you may want to not spend time on it. I'll send you a 7.0 probably either today, later, or Monday.
Yeah, I'll give it till sometime next week. And then I'll rerun as soon as we have the 7.0. I'll rerun that through Pandoc and put the files back up on Read the Docs.
And I will certainly look at it. Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah, just one more thing. Is that document you show us, your slide deck, Alok, somewhere into the wiki?
It is going to be on wiki. You will have a copy for yourself. That presentation will be added to wiki with the changes and all the documentation.
Okay, fantastic. Okay, great.
Also, I think what you're hearing from Chris, it is included part of, he'll make the changes, so it's part of the ONAP repository also.
Okay, great. Yep. Thank you.
Yeah, as soon as it's made available. So I'm going on vacation on the 9th, and it'll happen before that, assuming that it comes out next week.
I'm hoping today itself. I just need to take a final look at it, and if there are no errors, I will publish it as a final version. Yeah.
I was making a reference to the PowerPoint you shared with us today. Yeah. The slide deck you share with us today?
I will be sharing the entire slide. I will send out a slide deck once it's finalized. And the last page of the slide deck will have all the document. There are four documents, right? We'll share. We share this new schema. We'll share the listener requirement. We'll share the registration spec. And there's an Excel file that is really informational, which is being used to generate the information model for ONAP also by, I think it's Kevin's or one of the people are using that to create a information model and data models in Papyrus.
Okay, great. Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's see, just a note for today. I did reach out to Michael Lando. He hasn't been available this week, so we haven't been able to close on Sol 004. We'll have to defer that until next week. I am meeting with Stephen Wright later today to talk about the Casablanca testable requirements. We need to wait to discuss that until Stephen and I have our discussion later today. I'll post any results up online through email, and then we can continue the discussion through email or our next week's call as necessary. So with that, I'd like to dive into the JIRA review. And just see the progress we're making. Let's see. One thing, we did have the bug on the heat health checks, and I see that was just fixed. I got the confirmation this morning. So thank you, Connor Garage. So let me move this into the done category. I'd like.
May I interrupt?
Yes.
And ask if that health check things was related to the OM or EAT, that the EAT things that was not working. I think I highlighted that point yesterday for the at the M2, but I just wanted to be sure we're talking about the same items here.
Yes, they were all related.
Okay.
There was an issue that we were having. It was only affecting heat. It was tied, I believe, to the Tomcat version. So Tomcat got upgraded. The old links disappeared. We updated the links, but the new version broke some things. So we went back to an old version using archive links, and that seems to be working.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you mind?
After Chris updated the Tomcat's version, that I changed the download link to a stable version, stable link, that we can always get the Tomcat from that link. So we would not change the version regularly after that.
Okay. Yeah, I will just show you all after we are done here where I do see in the graph on those error. So you can monitor as you need later. But please go ahead, Chris.
Sure. Let's go through. Why don't we go by person and see how everybody's doing. Let me bring up the participant view. Victor, how are things going with you?
Yeah, so... That's so. After that, both me and Kanaga, we merged the proposal we presented. That this week, I got the information from the VFC. They want to unify the parser that I also working on to find more consensus between the ISO and the VFC and the VFSDK. So I will reach the whole offline that about the parser, that if we could reuse the modeling parser, maybe we need to update the version of that. So that's today's or this week's going on. So that's all.
Which item is that on the board here, Victor?
Sorry, Victor.
I was wondering which Jira ticket you were.
Oh no, I didn't raise any Jira task. I just got the because Lin Li and Yang Yan want to unify the parser about in our own app, because as Chris mentioned that we have maybe more than four parser in the in own app, so it's better for us to unify the parser and the interface about that. So I just work this locally that after we got some consensus, we are back to our project to report that.
Great. Will you please put the ticket on Jira just so we can track it?
Oh, sure. I will do that.
Thank you. Let's go down. Andre, anything from you?
What topic are you talking about?
Just status report. Any updates for VNF SDK for this week?
From what community? From VNF requirements, which one?
Is there anything you need to make us aware of in VNF SDK that you've been working
on? To make sure that you will close the requirements with Michael and Doe for SOL 004. I understand that you are working with him, right?
Yeah, I've reached out to him. I think he's off this week. I've tried a couple of times. He didn't show up at the architecture meeting. So I think that we'll have to circle back next week.
Because I met him a week ago, so it looks like he's out of his office. Okay, so
So
I understand that that Lian Hao already started implementing the SOL 004 security requirements for a signature. So
yes,
So I received an email and I answered it, and it looks like we have in a small. Lack of clarification what to do with the empty lines, but I think that we can ignore them. Just I will make sure that SDC also is in sync with this. Okay, so it looks like that Lian Hao is implementing, and it looks like that just already done, and now the CMS signature will be implemented as well.
Great.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Let's see, how about you, Andy? Any updates for the team based on the modeling side?
Well, we have the Casablanca modeling agreement, so we have a very clear separation that we have a separate VNF descriptor onboarding model as well as a VNF descriptor internal model. For purpose of SDK, it's mainly focused on the onboarding model. We've identified two onboarding options, one being heat, and the other being based on the R2 plus or to become the R3 clean version of the VNF descriptor model. So I think we'll have some cleanup and alignment to do on finishing what the R3 onboarding model looks like. But I think we'll have to make some progress in getting that solidified fairly quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So the main goal is to we have also identified for Dublin and beyond that including SOL 001 as an onboarding option, and I have a feeling that'll impact VNF SDK somewhat. So if we want to do that in Dublin, we need to start some of the systems engineering work around that, what parts of the VNF descriptor identified in SOL 001 are the low-hanging fruit, what's essential, what do we want to make sure we implement first, you know, as part of the SDK. It also has to tie into the VNF requirements work as well, so we need to make sure all that stays in sync.
Mm-hmm. Great.
So I guess I'll have to create some Jira tickets on here, tasks perhaps, in the identify specific steps that we need to take and how they tie to the other projects.
Mm-hmm.
Question, question to Andy and to Chris. Are we going to implement the VES extension as part of the package? So I have to specify it in the user story or Casablanca or not? So that's the question.
Let me say something here also. So we will update this thing we said. And part of the collector, what we are also doing, part of Casablanca will be, collector will be updated. And it will be able to publish events in the backward compatible means.
Right.
If you have updated the microservices, then what right. we'll do is, if events are coming in 7.0, we will be publishing on a new topic on DMAP with 5.4.1. So we have finished requirements or in the process of finishing requirements to do that mapping from 7.0 to 5.4.1. Of course, you lose some functionality, right?
Do we have someone consuming the VES descriptor as part of Casablanca?
Right. That's the question.
So, look, is DSA prepared to consume the VES descriptor as part of Casablanca?
So if the firewall and the load balancer will be updated, right? So you can test that using that. That's one of the main reasons why we were updating them.
Okay.
So the answer is that we need to put a portion of the descriptor as part of the VES extension in a package. We do need for Casablanca.
That sounds like the answer.
Yeah. Okay.
That's correct, right?
So it looks like
if we include it in the package, look, you will be utilizing that as part of DCA, correct, to test it out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then we need to also make sure we get SDC included, so that we need to understand how the VES descriptor gets passed through.
Right. So, Andy, are you going to arrange discussion with Michael, and so I can understand what and when shall I create the user story? Actually, I have a user story, but it's still in the freeze. Okay, so I didn't.
Yeah, we at least need to identify the story. We need to probably also describe how it would be included in the package. And then work with Michael to see how we'd onboard it and make sure that DCAs it's really SDC and DCE understand how it would be onboarded and then made available to DCA.
Who in charge for this activity, Andy? Just want to make sure that I will be prepared on time for implementation. I mean, who is in charge?
Yeah. So let's put this as a topic on our package modeling call.
Okay. Thank you.
And we'll keep that as an open issue until we have Michael's confirmation that they can onboard it.
We still need to work the
mechanism, right? And how it fits into the package.
That's right. The location is pretty much defined, but we have to specify a name of this directory or subdirectory and how this model will be placed into this directory. Yes.
Yes. That's exactly.
So quick question. The VES template is separate from the VM descriptor service template, right? We just want to discuss how we to create a new directory in the VM package for the VES.
That's exactly what we are talking about.
It's not part of the VNF descriptor. It's a separate element inside the package.
Okay. So one more question is that maybe we should also add some description that inside the VNF descriptor to describe the VES. VES template and the VNF descriptor, right? Add some information inside the VNF descriptor that suppose that the VES template is belong to which VNF or which VM, right?
So we could assess whether we need to update the VNF descriptor if it's necessary or not.
So yeah, that's why I ask this question is maybe this is not only about the package model, but also maybe some information model inside the VNF descriptor.
It's unclear if we really need to update the VNF descriptor.
Yeah.
I don't think with the approach we're taking right now we need to, but we can leave that for discussion. So if there's different opinions on that, let's have a discussion around it.
Okay.
Okay.
Was there any task to support the discussion we just had here? I'm just afraid that we may lose it over time.
Yes. So we need to create an issue.
Yeah, a basic task.
It'd be under the packaging. Yeah. So let's create a task under packaging to do that. Do you want me to take the action to do that?
Yeah.
Chris?
Yeah.
This is awesome here. He's Jira master. I love it.
So how should we label this, Andy? For you to track it.
Evaluate inclusion of the best descriptor into VNF package.
Okay.
And then we want to make sure that it associates to probably three things: the VNF requirements, SDC, and DCAE.
Okay. Great. Let me create.
Since it's our issue, I guess we know that it relates into VNF SDK. Need to put me down.
Okay. There we go.
Yeah. Great. That helps.
Great.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for keeping us on the process. It's important.
Okay, so let's move right along. Kailun, how are things going with you?
Generally, I don't have any update for now, but since we've reached the consensus on the architecture refactoring from Kangaroo and Victor last week, I would like to further understand what's the impact to our current code base for all the sub-projects? This is a question. I just want to know what's the concrete tasks that we are going to face as the next steps.
Great. Victor, can you take ownership of that, working with the different sub-projects to make sure everybody's tracking towards the new architecture?
Sure, I will do that. So maybe, okay, I will also add a task about that.
Great. And Kanagarash, how are things going with you?
I started looking into the design level. So it's going through. So hopefully, by next week, I'll start the coding. I hope so.
Wonderful. Great. Is there anyone that I missed? Any updates that we haven't made yet? Okay, very good. Let's go back to the agenda. Any new business from anyone on the call? Okay, then we'll end about 10 minutes early. Thank you all for your contributions today. This was a good discussion, and I will talk with you next week.
Thank you, Chris. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.